13th parak of Ksuvis Mishnah Beis. Mishaholach Lamdinas Hayam, husband went out of town, overseas. V'omed Echad Pinas Hishto, a person did a nice favor for her, and took care of his wife, fed her, gave her clothing, whatever she needed. Chonam Iberes Mayosev, Chonam said, he's a very fine man, he did a mitzvah, he's not entitled to get his money back. Since the husband was not there at the time this guy spent his money, so Lamaisa, he didn't give anything to the husband, he just prevented the husband from having to pay. So since the husband didn't get anything positive at it, he could say, you just removed this potential chiyuv from me, that's not a reason that I am required to pay you. The Bnei Koyim HaGdolim said, what kind of business is this? This guy spent money for you, you have to, they swear how much they spent, and then the husband's required to pay them back, reimburse them. Also he agreed with them, and also over here Rabbi Yechon ben Zaka, that this person put his money on the horn of a deer. In other words, he put his money in some way that's going to run away and he's going to lose his money, or the deer shakes his head and it's going to cause the money to go away. The bottom line is that he put his money in a situation that he lost his money, and that's the way we pass it. That which we say the husband is parted from paying is somebody on his own volition came up and took care of his wife. If the wife borrowed money for her mezonos, then the husband is required to pay back. Why? Because there's a rule that if the husband owes her and she owes the other person, it's something called shibud de Rav Nosson, that if she has to pay, the one who loaned her the money for the mezonos can collect from her, but if she doesn't have money, he can collect from the one who owes her money. That's also certain rights that she has, that the one she borrowed from has the rights collecting from, and therefore collect from the husband.